Intro music upbeat and modern fades after 5 seconds. Host, hello and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a huge topic that's guaranteed to come up on your OCR paper, the welfare state. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down what it is, why it matters, and how you can secure top marks in the exam. Ready? Let's dive in. Transition sound effect. Host, so what exactly is the welfare state? In simple terms, it's the idea that the government has a responsibility to protect the health and well-being of its citizens. For your exam, you need to know its origin story. The key moment is the 1942 Beveridge Report. Picture Britain during World War II. The government asked a man named Sir William Beveridge to figure out how to rebuild the country after the war. His report identified what he called the five giants, five huge problems holding Britain back. These were want, which is poverty, disease, which is poor health, ignorance, a lack of education, squalor, terrible housing, and idleness, which means unemployment. Remember those five: want, disease, ignorance, squalor, and idleness. It's a classic exam question to list them. A good mnemonic is WDIS, Wise Doctors in Scotland Invest. Beveridge proposed a revolutionary system of social insurance, from the cradle to the grave, to slay these giants. This led to the post-war Labour government creating the pillars of the modern welfare state. For disease, they created the National Health Service, NHS, in 1948, providing free health care for all. To fight ignorance, the 1944 Education Act made secondary education free. To tackle want and idleness, they introduced national insurance and aimed for full employment. And to combat squalor, they launched a massive council house building program. Now, how do sociologists view this? This is where you get the big marks for AO2 application. Functionalists like Talcott Parsons see the welfare state as a good thing. It helps society function smoothly by making people feel included and cared for, which promotes value consensus and social solidarity. It's like the body's immune system fighting off social problems. Marxists, on the other hand, are far more critical. They see the welfare state as a tool of the ruling class. It's a plaster on the wounds of capitalism. By providing basic support, it stops the working class from getting angry enough to have a revolution. It creates a false consciousness, making capitalism seem caring when, for Marxists, it's fundamentally exploitative. Then you have the new right perspective, which became popular in the 1980s. Thinkers like Charles Murray argued the welfare state had gone too far. They claimed it created a dependency culture and an underclass who were happy to live on benefits rather than work. They argued that generous welfare payments create a poverty trap where people are no better off getting a low-paid job. This is a crucial view to use in evaluation. Finally, feminists point out that the welfare state was often designed with a traditional family in mind, assuming women would be at home. For example, early on, married women couldn't claim the same unemployment benefits as men. They argue welfare policies can reinforce patriarchy. Transition sound effect. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. A common 12-mark question is, discuss sociological views on the role of the welfare state. To get top marks, you must contrast at least two perspectives. Don't just describe them. For example, start with the functionalist view, then use a phrase like, however, Marxists would critically argue, or, in direct contrast, the new right perspective suggests. That's how you show the examiner you're thinking sociologically. Here's a common mistake to avoid. Don't just say the NHS is the welfare state. The NHS is a massive part of it, but you must also mention education, social security, benefits, and housing to show you understand the full scope. Another pitfall is confusing absolute and relative poverty. Absolute poverty is not having the basic necessities for survival. Relative poverty is being poor in comparison to others in your society. The welfare state has been much better at tackling absolute poverty than relative poverty. Credit will be given for candidates who make this distinction. Transition sound effect. Host. Time for a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. 1. Who wrote the 1942 report that formed the basis of the welfare state? Pause. Sir William Beveridge. 2. Can you name the five giants? Pause. Want, disease, ignorance, squalor, and idleness. 3. Which sociological perspective sees the welfare state as creating a dependency culture? Pause. The new right. 4. In what year was the NHS founded? Pause. 1948. Transition sound effect. Host. And that's a wrap. To summarize, the welfare state was a monumental post-war project designed to slay the five giants identified by Beveridge. For your exam, you need to know its key policies like the NHS and national insurance, and you absolutely must be able to explain and evaluate the different sociological perspectives on it: functionalist, Marxist, New Right, and feminist. Remember to use those perspectives to build your arguments in longer questions. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. Keep up the great work, and I'll see you next time. Outro music fades in and plays to end.